USA Radio News with Wendy King.
According to health officials, the coronavirus is now the number three cause of death in the United States. Many states are saying they're desperately looking for medical supplies, including Virginia Governor Ralph Northam.
We need as much as we can get. Bottom line.
Other governors across the United States are also calling for more resources for healthcare workers and facilities in their states.
I will continue to press the White House, FEMA, and frankly anyone who will take my call for more ventilators, more PPE.
President Trump says he's on it.
We're shipping things right in. We have, as you know, almost 10,000 ventilators, which we need for flexibility.
He confirmed reports that the national stockpile is nearly depleted of personal protection equipment. He says that's because they're shipping all they can directly to the hospitals. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Not surprisingly, another economic report has shown a setback amidst the coronavirus outbreak. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
In this case, it's new orders for manufacturing falling to their lowest levels since the Great Recession. And the Institute for Supply Management says the March index dropped to 49.1%, which is a full point less than it was the month before. Not as bad as economists were predicting. They thought it would come in at about 44% for March. Experts say it will almost certainly be lower when the next report comes out next month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Investors on Wall Street are continuing to sell their stock with the uncertainty over the coronavirus pandemic. The Dow dropped 973 points, the S&P 500 down 114, and the NASDAQ Composite down 339. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The host of a TV reality show is explaining how restaurants can get some help during the pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
A survey of more than 4,000 restaurant owners and operators conducted by the National Restaurant Association found that during the first 22 days of March, the restaurant industry lost an estimated $25 billion in sales and more than 3 million jobs. Bar Rescue host John Taffer tells Fox & Friends that the economic stimulus package is a good step for restaurant owners to get back on their feet.
Yes, I think. I mean, it's a good start, Brian. What they're doing is they're taking the amount of payroll that we've spent the past 60 days. They're taking a look at that average expenditure. They're giving us enough payroll for 8 weeks. If we use those dollars only for payroll, that loan is forgiven. So in essence, all restaurants are getting about 8 weeks worth of free payroll paid for by the government. Sounds good. We get to keep our employees working. But Brian, there are things that it doesn't cover. Every walk-in, every refrigerator, and every restaurant now has bad food in it. Complete new inventories need to be purchased. Not every employee comes back. We need employee training. There's a number of things that have to happen that are very, very expensive for restaurants to open. And I worry about that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to current or past newscasts anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.